Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why What's a Founding Team? Makes or Breaks Your Startup in 90 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail because founders pick the wrong co-founders. Today, I'm sharing the three-step formula to build a founding team that actually works. Let's start with the fundamentals. What exactly is a founding team? Think of it as your startup's core DNA, the 2 to 4 people who start the company together and own significant equity. These aren't employees you can replace or advisors who drop by monthly. They're true partners who share both the sleepless nights and the potential rewards. Each person brings different critical skills your startup absolutely needs to survive those brutal first 90 days. Now, here's where most founders get it wrong. They think about founding teams like assembling friends for a road trip. But successful startups require what I call the skills triangle. Every founding team needs 3 core areas covered completely. First, technical skills. Can you actually build your product? Second, business skills. Can you sell it and run daily operations? Third, domain expertise. Do you truly understand your customer's deepest problems? Miss any corner of this triangle, and your startup has a fatal weakness from day one. Let me illustrate with a story you know. Brian Chesky of Airbnb couldn't write a single line of code. Joe Gebbia was brilliant at design, but couldn't develop software either. They recognized this gap and brought in Nathan Blacharczyk as their technical co-founder. This completed their triangle perfectly. Design vision plus business strategy plus technical execution. Without all three working together, Airbnb would have collapsed within their first month, not grown into the billion-dollar company we know today. But here's the deeper truth most entrepreneurs miss. Skills matter, but chemistry matters infinitely more. Can you have brutally honest conversations without destroying relationships? Will they stick with you when the bank account hits zero and everyone's working for equity alone? I've seen too many startups with Harvard MBAs and Stanford engineers implode because the founders couldn't trust each other when pressure mounted. Here's your actionable takeaway. Right now, write down the 3 most critical skills your specific startup needs to survive its first 90 days. Be ruthlessly honest about which ones you actually possess versus which ones you think you can figure out later. Then start networking intentionally to find co-founders who complement your weaknesses, not mirror your strengths. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.